Blog Talk Radio.
Inside, I will be your host, Benson Fector, and Will Macklin. We'll be discussing many topics, including CT scan shows two fractures and worse risk. Today's starting lineup, May 28th, with the struggles behind him, Moose can let loose. Hashtag TVT, the bonds of Jason Loaded, intentional pass. Inside MLB inbox, White Sox eyeing arm, and more.
And remember,
you too can be part of the show if you call in at 516-666-9990 or enter our term at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLBCentral.
Inside MLB. On the same baseball history in 1918, Bullet Joe Bush hurls a one-hitter against the White Sox and also drives in the game's lone run of the Red Sox's victory at Fenway Park. Jeremy Chicago's hit off of the Boston right-handers to result of Happy Stokes throwing his bat at the ball on a hit and run play. And now it's time for the baseball joke of the day. A recent Scottish immigrant attends his first baseball game in his new country. And after a base hit, he hears the fans roaring, run, run. The next batter connects heavily with the ball, and the Scotsman stands up and roars with the crowd in a thick accent. Run, run, ya. Run, will ya. A third batter slams the hit, and the Scotsman, obviously pleased with the knowledge of the game, screams, run, run, ya. Run, run, will ya? The next batter held his swing at 3-2 as the ump calls a walk. The Scotsman stands at the end, run, run, ya, run. All the time, fans dribble quietly, down, confused. A friendly fan sends in his embarrassment. He doesn't have to run. He's got four balls. After his explanation, the Scotsman stands up in disbelief and screams, walk with pride. Walk with pride. That's the baseball joke of the day. And now it's time for other random part of the day, Will. So, all right, Will has just recently dropped. So, we will go ahead and start the offering in a bit. I will start it. And what we're doing today is Anthony Rizzo or Adrian Gonzalez of the Dodgers at first base in the National League. So, let's get started. Start this off, we'll be doing daily All-Star Game debates until the 2015 Eastern's MLB All-Star Game bouting ends on July 2nd. We will be frequently pitting one party against another and have Will or I make a case for one of them. But that doesn't mean there aren't any other great candidates for the position. In fact, your calls and comments could spark a new debate for the tackle. So let us know what you think. And Will is back with us, so first thing, reaction to Gonzalez versus Rizzo. I mean, I think that's going to be a great All-Star Game debate. Interested to see who is going to win.
Well, did you say Adrian Gonzalez and Hill?
Anthony Rizzo.
All right, well, I mean, Adrian Gonzalez got off to probably one of the hottest starts of all MLB, but Anthony Rizzo has always been a consistent player, especially this year. So I don't know. I'm definitely looking forward to this down the road.
So we're just going to start off with a little bit of a Bryce Harper. 1 minute. We have some technical difficulties, but when we do get back, we will be going with the else we're going to be.
And the name of the radio station is
Again, 516-666-9990. Thank you. All right.
Hello?
I think we resolved the technical difficulties. But let's go on with the All-Star Game debate. So, as I said earlier, we're doing a little bit of a Bryce Harper connection. And we're going to start off with Joe Maddon, Bryce Harper. So what we see here is Bryce Harper, I mean, he might be 1 minute. We do have some more technical difficulties, but we will be resolving them quickly. I believe we've resolved our technical difficulties on Inside MLB, so let's get right into the All-Star Game debate. So, Bryce Harper, I mean, he has an amazing, effective two-strike approach with the Nationals. I mean, do you think that there's honestly any better player in the league besides Bryce Harper with the two-strike approach where he's able to hit home runs on a frequent basis with that and also just get on base and not strike out? He's one of the lowest strikeout percentage hitters in the game today. That's so key for the Nationals and for any team right now if you have a guy like that.
Bryce Harper hit an 18th home run yesterday. He's just really been tearing the cover off the ball. And, you know, I think this year he's really going to show what he's capable of doing. And I think he will also reach the publicity he had coming into the league. I mean, he's just really changing the Nationals organization. And I think we could also see him in the All-Star game for many years to come.
I mean, Nationals outfielder again, Bryce Harper. He did the most of it when we did our Nationals bout update yesterday. Well, I don't believe you were here for that portion. But, I mean, when you compare Bryce Harper, also, Anthony Rizzo, the Cubs, we are doing this also getting bait back or tied him back into this. He is also an amazing, effective two-strike approach guy. He doesn't strike out. He can hit home runs with two strikes, and he just always finds a way to do something with two strikes. I mean, even though it's not the best, a possible scenario to get down 0-2, 1-2, 2-2. I mean, to have an effective two-strike approach, shorten up on your swing, drive it to the opposite field, hit home runs, doubles into the gap. It's just amazing what these two players, Bryce Harper and Anthony Rizzo, can do. So, and also, Joe Maddon did back up, and he's asked this question with, and I quote, "You bet I have," Maddon shot back, "Anthony Rizzo, Riz has the same thing." So Anthony Rizzo, Bryce Harper, two very similar people than obviously we're doing Anthony Rizzo here. So in my mind, Anthony Rizzo, I mean, is taking the early edge in this All-Star game debate.
Yeah, Anthony Rizzo has really been, he's definitely been coming out of the spotlight these past couple years, and it's a pretty exciting Chicago Cubs team. They showed early in the season that they are for real this year. I just think it's the perfect mixture for him. Makes the All-Star game. I mean, he's batting .315 with 9 home runs.
All right, so when Maddon went on to talk about the beauty of hitters being willing to choke up on the bat when behind the count, far beyond the hitters out there, I don't know why it's so non-masculine to choke up, but that's fodder for another discussion. Topic on the table is who should be the starting baseman for the National League and the All-Star game. But before we do that, let's just talk about choking up when you're down in the count. And when you do choke up, it does give you a better advantage because, I mean, they throw you a curveball or a fastball in these situations, and you have a better chance to hit it rather than if you just stay normal. It gives you a quicker seam. You can quickly get the ball. And when you're down in the count, the approach, I think, for all hitters should be driving the other way. And that's, I mean, the beauty of what the Cubs are doing it right now. They're driving the ball the other way, and I think Joe Maddon is a big part of that.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely know a lot of guys say choking up on the bat really isn't going to do any good. But on two strikes, it's very key as it definitely ups your contact, making it a lot easier to play and also increased bat speed. And though you may not get those as many hits with it, you're definitely going to strike out less and be alive in more counts.
I mean, it speaks to the candidacy of the Cubs as Rizzo when their manager mentions him when asked about Harper, who is by far, in my mind, the hardest hitter on the planet. But it's one thing to be a candidate and another to be the best first baseman in the National League. That's a tall order considering the options, including the D-backs, Paul Goldschmidt, and the Reds' Joey Votto. So, I mean, there are just so many good National League first basemen nowadays. I mean, just going off, Adrian Gonzalez, Anthony Rizzo, Paul Goldschmidt, Joey Votto, Pedro Alvarez, just all these power hitters who can drive the ball to any part and change the game so dramatically at any point in time. And we're not doing an All-Star game today on the rest. We're doing Adrian Gonzalez and Anthony Rizzo right now. I mean, just because we pick Adrian Gonzalez and Anthony Rizzo, it doesn't mean there aren't any other better players. We won't say that today, but we'll be later on in our later All-Star game debate as July 2nd comes quickly around the corner.
Yeah, I mean, you can even talk about the American League, just the depth of
first base talent here in the MLB is just crazy. I mean, if you just go down all the teams, everyone has a solid first baseman that can really hit for power and cruise many runs. And I just think the debate between Adrian Gonzalez and Anthony Rizzo is just another one of these great debates that we've had so far this year.
I mean, I think being the best isn't just about the numbers, if you ask me, because, I mean, there's a lot more factors that go on the field besides numbers. And, I mean, obviously, sabermetricians and all that, I mean, they're ruling the game right now, and that's what the Athletics are doing with Billy Beane in Oakland. But I think there's a lot of other factors that go into a better player, including, like, how good of a teammate you are, your work ethic, how your hustle. All of that goes into my decision overall. Who is better, Adrian Gonzalez? So not just the stats, who's hitting more home runs. I mean, that does come into play, I mean, most of the time. But tiebreakers, in my mind, are not just about the numbers. They go into deeper factors like I just mentioned.
Yeah, definitely. I think the manager, of course, you're going to want to have a guy that's going to give 100% every single night. And I think also a big thing that may be very underrated is injuries. I mean, you'll see guys having a killer season by June, and then they hurt something, and then that can kill off everything. So I think hustling, playing hard, giving it 100% day in and day out, and staying out of the DL, I think that's really the key to success for making it to the All-Star game.
I mean, I think storylines also come into play when you talk about who's the better player. And right now, that's where Adrian Gonzalez and Rizzo do separate themselves. I mean, Adrian Gonzalez is the leader of a heavily financed, ultra-talented Dodgers who are backing up the hype with 100-win pace. While Rizzo is only 25, he's been the old pro for the upwardly mobile Cubs, who are positioned for an NL wildcard spot, even though they have the youngest roster in the major leagues. So two storylines that we see up. Adrian Gonzalez, who's, as we said, there with the heavily financed, the ultra-talented Dodgers. And then we see Anthony Rizzo. He's young. I mean, they're going with the pro team with Joe Madden managing there, and two teams that are just getting it done, and two players that are getting it done at the same position in the same league. So, I mean, both players are great. Both teams are great. And, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if both of them square off in a national championship series this year.
And definitely, I mean, that could definitely be a possibility come fall in October. But another thing you have to look at is, as you said, these teams, both their teams are doing very well. I mean, they're on very different teams as the partners you said, the more like a stat team with one of the highest payrolls in all of the bigs. And then you have a team like the Cubs who are just filled up with rising stars and Anthony Rizzo, Owen Castro, Jolie Soler, Chris Bryant even. And so definitely they're both on very storyline teams early in the season, which is going to give more publicity and more opportunities for people to see them and to vote for them on the ballot.
Our fans, we have to get a break, but when we do come back, we will be giving our All-Star Game debate winners, Anthony Rizzo or Jim Gonzalez. But you, too, can call in at 516-666-9990 or enter chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB with your insight on who you think is better, Anthony Rizzo or Adrian Gonzalez. Give us your feedback. Please stay tuned in while we are at our break.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, that I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays.
Now I see you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way, from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Go out your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
Back on Inside MLB, it's now time for our picks, the winners of the All-Stream Base. So, Anthony Rizzo, Adrian Gonzalez, who do you have?
All right, I'm going to start out things here with Adrian Gonzalez. I mean, in every single major category on the league side, he is beating him by a decent amount, so I'm going to have to take Adrian Gonzalez, who's starting first base, and he's playing the National League in Cincinnati. So
I mean, not only am I picking Adrian Gonzalez, I want to be Anthony Rizzo. I'm picking him as the best first baseman in the National League, and my bet is he'll be starting first baseman in Cincinnati because I think he's the best in the great field with first baseman. And it's just amazing how he's doing in the day-to-day rock of the remodeled Marlins. But when it was down back end, he's in the prime of what has been a terrific career. I mean, Adrian Gonzalez's chance is talented. He's been to colleges. He's been at the Red Sox. He's been with a lot of teams, and now he's just dominating with the Dodgers, even though, I mean, he is getting up there in his age category.
Yeah, definitely. But you see guys coming together that, I mean, age really doesn't affect them. And so far, he's climbing on that age chart, born in 82, but he is still producing.
Yeah, but, I mean, in the end here, how I decide who wins, you also win the base. Is who do you want to face in an early general All-Star game? Anthony Rizzo or Adrian Gonzalez? And I think I would rather face Anthony Rizzo in this situation because I just think Rizzo is not as pro as Adrian Gonzalez may be. Because, I mean, a lot of people have heard stories about his locker room not being the best personality type in it. And there also have been trade rumors last year and not so much this year because of his anger issues that he does have in the locker room. So in that situation, I'm going to go with Adrian Goff, not only because of that reason, but because of the early Gemini team. Who would rather be Adrian Goff or Anthony Davis? And personally, if I'd be a figure, I'd rather face Adrian, like Anthony Davis. Our advanced race is going to be, which, when they get to that moment, we're going to say something. So please, Paige.
We're back on Inside MLB, and I saw how to say something well.
I'm just going to say something. Well, the only thing we did was the All-Star debate, and I just think that's a great debate. I mean, Anthony Rizzo and Adrian Gonzalez, two great players that will be fighting.
I like to say, even though we didn't have time to get to this today, is that, I mean, the Nationals are going to be hurting without Jason Horst and Lana for a while, and also Matt Adams goes down last night. He's got 3 to 4 months. So, two big blows of last night for two big time teams. And I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how they do in the future. All right.
I would like to say George Factor, Brandon Blake Factor, for helping with production of the show today. We will be back tomorrow at some time or another. And another thanks to Jason Stentz and Will Gano for the production of Inside MLB.
Right, also, a special shout-out to these famous Italian Beats. They are helping us significantly, and I just thank them, and hopefully they will be joining us soon with partnership. All right, again, I'd like to thank Jason Stentz, Logan Oak, Evan from China, and production of Inside MLB. Follow MLB.com for assistance with statistics used on Inside MLB Tonight. You can do it tomorrow from 4:30 to 5 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB for the newest edition. And thank you for tuning in. Please follow Inside MLB on Blog Talk Radio at the same URL, as I said before, and on Facebook and Twitter. You can email Will or I at InsideMLB123@gmail.com with questions or insights. Have, and last thanks to these famous Italian beasts for helping. All right, have a fantastic day.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it